Tefillah for Life, Shir 881, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Toldos, Sunday, Parshas Vayetze. The end of the Pasuk. Ve'eis kol ha-rishoyim yashmit. All Rishoyim will be destroyed. Every single Rasha will be obliterated. Whether it seems like that or not, and this is the foundation that David HaMelech is teaching us. The world is not hefker. It doesn't just float by whim. There's not just winds that blow this way and blow that way, and whatever anybody does, they do. There's a very clear calculation in this world. There's a very clear cheshbon. There are the oyhavei Hashem that are zeicha to a shmira, and then there are the rishayim that Rachman al-Islan are destroyed. Yashmid, Rabban Islam, obliterates them. But it doesn't seem like that, which is the obvious question. The answer is the foundation of all emunah and bitachon. It can't seem like that. Because if it would seem like that, there would be no schus for the fact that we believe it. David HaMelech wouldn't have to even tell it to us. It would be so basic. Everybody would look around, they would see all the Oyavei Hashem are all protected, and they would see that the Rishayim are being obliterated. And to be honest, there would be no Rishayim. Nobody in his right mind would do something wrong if he saw an immediate response to his actions. And obviously that would bring to a close the purpose of this world. We're in this world to become a tzaddik, to avoid being a Rasha, to be an Oyav Hashem, to develop a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and to avoid Aveira. If everything was right in front of us, and any time a person did the smallest Aveira, he was dead, nobody would do any Averas. And that would forfeit the purpose of this world. So therefore, David HaMelech has to tell us that even though it might not seem like that, but one day we will see it with clarity. Shomer Hashem es kol oyhava ve'es kol harishoyim yashmid. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam runs this world with a calculation. Every single Oyev Hashem, whether it's because he learns Torah, and therefore he has Avas Hashem like we explained, or whether because he's studying the Chesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and he feels Avas Hashem, every single one of them is protected, without any exception to this rule. Kol Oyhavav, and Ve'eis Kol Harishoyim Yashmit. All Rishayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, obliterates. Again, whether we see it or not. That doesn't change the facts, the fact that it doesn't seem like that. This is the fact of life, and David HaMelech wants us to internalize it, and it's a message that we have to internalize when we're davening, when we're doing Avodah Shebelev. To realize that when we do mitzvahs and we follow Ratzon Hashem, we will be protected. And Rachmana Litzlan, a person that does not, will chas v'shalom be destroyed.